Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seems like that, you know. I prefer the boring ones, but we'll get there. It's, you know, we're at a point in the season. We got a lot of baseball left, so I'm confident we'll get to where we need to be.
I thought you had good stuff last night. You threw the fastball a lot early, but you had a good fastball last night.
Yeah, you know, I've been feeling really, really good. It's been coming out of my hand good. You know, I think with those hitters and the history I've had with them, I had a feeling a few of them were kind of sitting on off-speed pitches, so that's kind of why I went to the fastball. If they were swinging at the fastball a little more aggressive, then probably would have thrown more breaking balls, but I think the fastball was the pitch to go to last night.
Martinez, that at bat, did you pitch around him or to – because Carpenter's a dangerous guy to get to, but it looked like that you might have been pitching around him there.
I was being careful with him. With that situation, you know, with the kind of power he's got and his ability to – basically hit any pitch anywhere in zone and out of the zone. I was making sure to stay in tight with him. You know, I wasn't necessarily pitching around. I didn't want to walk him. I did want to get him out, but I wanted him to swing at those pitches in. I was trying to get some weak contact. I wasn't going to mess around and try to dot some pitches away. I wanted to pitch in. So I was okay with missing in there, though.
While you were going through that at bat, I was looking up Carpenter, and I don't know if you know, but I think he was 25 for 49 with the bases loaded. Now 25 for 50 after you got him up. But did you know that going into the at bat?
I didn't know it going into the bat. I do know he's a good hitter, and I didn't necessarily want to face the guy, but I did see after the game that he was hitting, I want to say, like 519 before that at bat. But no, if I'd have known that, I might have attacked Martinez a little better.
How about the way you worked Carpenter there? Change in curve, I think. I don't know what the order was, but how'd you work him?
It was curveball, changeup, and then fastball. You know, I know deep in counts, he's pretty good at staying back on off-speed pitches, so I was going to go to the off-speed early. Okay. And, you know, after the way he took the third pitch, it was just off. I thought going back to that same pitch was a good one. If he had offered that a little different, I probably would have gone to the curveball, but the way he took it, I just thought fastball was a good pitch to go to, and paid out.
You know, we ask Mickey and Dave all the time about you and, you know, whether you're available that day. They're very careful with you, obviously, and I think you probably want to pitch a little bit more than what you have. What exactly – how do you work that every day with them?
Well, I mean, every day is a new testament, especially with my history. But, you know, I go out and play catch, and if I feel good, you know, I make sure to tell them I feel good. But sometimes it's not enough, and, you know, I understand that, you know, because, I mean, I want to stay healthy too as much as they want me to stay healthy. So, you know, I think having being honest with them and having their trust to tell them exactly how I feel and ultimately have them and the training staff come up with a decision whether I'm available or not, you know, I think it – at the end of the day, it's in my best interest, even if it's not what I want to do.
What about this game today? You have a tough road trip, 11 games, 11 days, and nice to get this one before you hit the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, with the wild win we had last night, that's how winning streaks start, you know. You don't start by blowing a team out. It starts with something crazy happening. So yeah, I'm very optimistic. I think we're going to get rolling good.
Good luck today, Seth. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Ed.